So how many blankets do people usually donate? Okay, that won't be a problem. I'll start making the blankets for the animals tonight, and then I'll let you know when I'm ready to drop them off at the shelter. Is there anything else I can do to help? Oh, I can make cat toys too. Can you email me patterns? Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Hi. Oh, that's okay if you ever heard it wasn't private. Yeah, I love animals. I usually donate money to the Humane Society, but I wanted to do something more. Wow, another animal lover? Do you have any pets? No, my kitty was my best friend, but she passed away, so we don't have any pets at the moment. I've been too heartbroken to think about getting a new one. What's your kitten's name? Sprinkles? How adorable! I want to know more about her, but it looks like you've been crying. Are you okay? Are you sure? You don't seem fine. If you want to talk about it, I've been told I'm a good listener. That's understandable. You don't know me. I personally enjoy talking to strangers about personal things, believe it or not. There's just something about knowing that I won't see the person again that makes it feel safe to confide in them. Go for it. I am all ears. Before you start, do you want me to listen or give advice? Okay, I'll just listen then. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you still together or broken up? I understand wanting to give her a second chance since you've been together for 5 years. Do you live together? Well, once this blows over, I don't see anything wrong with moving in together. You're doing the right thing. I really hope you guys pull through this. No! It's not a problem at all, don't worry. I have nowhere else to be. I'm just glad I'm here to listen. That's understandable. You have every right to be upset, and I'm sure she doesn't expect you to just pretend like nothing happened after she cheated. It'll take time to get past this. I know. If only you could wave a magic wand and be over it, right? I'm a professional cuddlist, and I had a client who was dealing with the same issue. She found out what happened earlier that day, and she was in tears when she came to my house. After our session, the tears were gone, and she was completely calm. Cuddlist. It's synonymous with cuddler. I cuddle people for a living. Yeah, it's a real job. The service is not something you can just get from a stranger. In order to become a cuddlist, you need to be trained. The training is mainly about how to be professional and what boundaries are needed. Basically, it's strictly platonic, and people need to feel safe and comfortable. Consent is extremely important. It's a human connection, but with no expectations. People come to me because human touch is proven to relieve stress. It actually helps stave off depression. Well, my clients tell me it works well. Many are regulars, and I get a lot more clients through word of mouth. I don't advertise at all. Yeah, I actually have a ton of clients. Oprah mentioned cuddlists in her magazine, apparently, and it's become a total craze. Well, I'm sure it differs from cuddler to cuddler, but I offer half-hour sessions and hour-long sessions. I do it wherever the client feels most comfortable. It's usually at their house, but I have also done it at hotels and even parks and beaches. Yes! Yes, there have been times when clients of all genders have wanted to go further than platonic cuddling, but I am strictly professional. I nicely put an end to it in a way where there's no awkwardness so that the session can continue. Yeah. I recommend looking into it sometime. If it seems like something you're comfortable with, you can just Google professional cuddlists to find one. Oh, I'd be happy to give you that information, but I don't want you to feel like I'm sitting here talking to you just to sell you something. There's no pressure to contact me. Okay. My name's Alex. My email address is alexryanthecuddlist@gmail.com. Yeah, just email me at the address if or when you decide the service is right for you. Today's my day off, so I don't have any appointments. You know what? I have really enjoyed meeting you. And since I know today's been rough for you, I would be more than happy to offer you a session this afternoon. Sure, we can do it right now. Where would you like to do it? Great. Lead the way to your place. That's a short walk. I love the art on your walls. Really? Wow, you're a great artist. You did all but which painting? Oh, I didn't even notice that one. Well, the painter did an amazing job. It's like a modern-day Botticelli. I love how they depicted the strength and elegance of his face and his physique. Your paintings are my favorite, though. You're being modest. You don't give yourself enough credit. You're welcome. And to answer your question, a lot of clients prefer to cuddle in their bed since it's the most comfortable place, but it's completely up to you. Sounds good. Please show me the way to your bedroom then. No, your bedroom is not that messy. I've seen way worse. That's perfectly fine. I have had my share of clients who are nervous at first. Remember that this experience will be strictly platonic and that boundaries are important. If you feel uncomfortable at all, please let me know. Starting with a warm hug usually helps put people at ease. I'm glad that helped. You can get on the bed whenever you feel comfortable. How do you like to cuddle? Many like to do it on their side. Sure. I can be the big spoon. Is this good, or would you like me to do something different? I will stay just like this then. Great! That's the desired effect we cuddleists want you to have. You will become even more relaxed in a couple of minutes. If you want, you can do some deep breathing too. It's fine if it's making you drowsy. You can even fall asleep if you'd like. You know that perfect balance between relaxed and horny? I'm there right now. The best kind of touch is the more intimate kind. So let's try that. Feel your body under your shirt, where it's warm. You smell like candy. I want to eat you up. Your body's getting tense. Here, I was thinking maybe deep breathing would put you to sleep. No, I'm comfortable where I am. I don't want to move away from you. Oh, did I say that? Funny. Because I don't believe in boundaries. Stop squirming. Stop fucking squirming. Pulling your hair seems to get your attention. You like that? Let me pull a little harder. Now you're quieter. Seems you like it kinky, huh? Listen carefully. You're gonna behave for me, or else you are not going to like what happens when I'm angry. Tell me you understand what I just told you. Good. know, I'm not a cuddlist. Would you have let me into your bed after knowing me for 10 minutes if I hadn't pretended to be one? Didn't you learn you shouldn't trust strangers? You have a lot to learn anyway. You're really naive. It's pretty adorable. Hell, you're giving a cheating bitch a second chance. She's probably fucking someone else right now. I'm pretty sure of it. But you know, I bet he doesn't hold a candle to how hot you are. She probably just fucks him differently. Ooh, you have a dirty mouth. Maybe I need to clean it out for you by giving you something to swallow. Unless you mean fuck you, then you want to fuck me? I accept your offer. Oh, really? See, you say no, but wasn't it you who pointed out a painting of you naked to a woman right before inviting her into your bed? Your silence says a lot. Who painted it? I have a guess. I knew it. Just some artist. You know she just wanted to get you naked, right? I've been wanting to get you naked too. And you fell for both our schemes. Either you are just that gullible, or you're a little pig who gets hard thinking about strangers touching you or seeing you naked. Are you a little pig? Answer me. Wrong. Tell me you're a little pig. Fucking say what I told you to say. Why are you telling me that you're a pig? You don't even know me. So you showed me a stranger, a naked picture of yourself. You had me get into bed with you, and now you're telling me you're a pig? Your balls must be aching right now if you're that turned on. No? Let's find out. It was fun bullshitting with you, but now I'm bored. Look how hard you are in your pants. No. Stop it. Nice try. Uncross your legs. There we go. Now spread them for me. Nice and wide. I'm just gonna sit on your thighs and open my legs so I can use them to pin you down. If you try to get out from under me, or even if you move, I'll wrap my fingers around your shaft and I'll clench into a fist and bring you back to me. It won't feel good, trust me. Even if you have made it clear to me that you really want your cock stroked. Let's try this again. I could just pull your pants off, but pushing them out of the way is so much more fun. It's like a theater curtain going up. Showtime. There is some pre-cum. Let's make some more by running my thumb over your slit and then massaging the head. Ooh, how about a hand around your balls while I do that? Now we've got an even happier cock. You're my little dick pig. How about I call you Dick Pig? Wait, why am I sitting here doing all the work? It's your cock, Dick Pig. You play with it. For this, I am going to remove your pants. Do you not understand what's going on here? I told you to fucking jerk yourself off. Oh, you did want your cock stroked. Even if you had to do it yourself, see? Keep going. This is like watching golf on TV. You don't even seem enthusiastic at all. Is this how you are in bed? I see why she cheats on you. Ooh, I will fucking break that finger in a second. Take your hand away from your cock. Now here's my hand. Fuck you too. What's wrong? I thought you wanted me to fuck you with my hand. You and your mixed messages. Okay. I will stop squeezing you if you tell me that you're going to go full throttle on your cock? Your silence is making me think that maybe a sharp squeeze will get the point across a little better. Maybe you're just hoping I'll punish you with my cunt if you keep defying me. See, you're learning. Go on. You know what to do. I want one hand cupping your balls, too. And don't be gentle. Oh, and while you're at it, moan and tell me that you wish it was me doing this to you. That's not convincing. Actually, I have a better idea. Since you are such a pig, I bet that isn't enough stimulation for you. Where do you keep your toys? Oh, if only you could see yourself, you would know that being embarrassed about that question is the last thing you should feel vulnerable about. Fine, don't tell me. Luckily, I have a glove with me. They're probably in this drawer. Yep, there we go. Ooh, and some lube for me. This isn't my first rodeo. Here's your pocket pussy. Now get to work. I know you know how to use it, and I want to hear moaning. You're going to do this shit for real, or I really will use my cunt this time, and it will be rough. Oh, dick pig, wait. Before you do that, here's your phone. Have it start recording a video. I think you'll need a souvenir from today. Why am I pulling off my panties? Oh, do you want to know because you want to taste my pussy? Don't fucking worry about it. Oh, and dick pig, when you hand back the phone, don't point it at me. Good boy, dick pig. Lean back so I can sit on your face and watch. Now fucking jerk yourself off while you lick me. And if you don't do a good job, you don't get any air. Got it? I thought so. A little bit ago, you were in the park crying. And now look at you. When you saw me, is this what you pictured happening later in your house? You becoming a horny pig in a matter of moments? I just changed your whole life in such a short amount of time. Did your girlfriend make such a big impact the first hour you met her? Let's see. Dick pig. That seems like the right name for you. Your dick is getting so sloppy, honey. Let's get a close-up so you can see it later. Ooh, now you're speeding up. You like feeling my breath right up near your hot cock? Ooh, are you about to come, dick pig? Are you? You love having a stranger watch you do this. Yeah. You gotta jerk yourself off while you lick me. I'll take care of my clit. Oh, just like that. Oh, if you're good, you get air. Oh, keep going, keep going. Oh, yes. Yeah, come for me. Come for me, dick pig. Look, sweetie, we came together. I guess I made a mess on you, but you know how you get me all hot and bothered. Now fucking clean me up. I'll have a hand on your throat, and if I feel teeth, you will stop breathing. Good boy, dick pig. Why did I do this to you? Because it's fun. You didn't have fun? Well, your cock sure did. Now get up. We're going into the bathroom to get you all cleaned up. Can't leave any evidence behind. And who would believe you if we did.